Call a meeting to order of Public Works, Tuesday, July 16, 2019. Any citizens comment? Minutes for correction approval, June 18, 2019. Any corrections or? Well, it goes along, it's presented. Just a new business, number one, or wait, do you want to just go to, can we go to number seven? So Jackie can leave even sooner.
Well, actually, I want an old business, number one, too.
All right, then we'll.
So you don't get, you've got, go ahead, go ahead.
All right.
It's quick.
Yeah, then we'll go to new business, number one, Public Works 2019-45, Water Department reports for April, May, and June 2019.
Nothing special, just kind of the normal reports that we have to turn into the IPA. One thing you will notice, as it gets warmer, you can see the daily average per capita use goes up a little bit. But we're still at like 86 for June, so that's very good, it's under the average.
Questions, comments on that? Those stay here, correct?
Nope, those go to City Council for approval. Yep.
And not on the consent agenda.
Not on the consent agenda.
Needs to come off, I guess.
Right. Bring us to number two, Public Works 2019-46, Capital Improvement Summary.
Yeah, so attached is just our typical quarterly updates, brief comments on a few projects. So be happy to answer any questions or concerns anybody may have.
One update to this is under construction projects, Route 71 started on Monday. So nothing's torn up yet, they're just doing some right-of-way work, but real construction will start very soon.
By year end, for sure. I mean, they're gonna start tearing things up.
Yes, okay. Yes.
I know there's been a few social media comments just about, you know, why the state chooses to do so many projects all at once. And some of that is Route 34 West is moving quicker than we expected. Route 34 East is probably moving a little bit slower than we had anticipated, and although I think it's still within the contract timelines.
Yes.
And Route 71, I think, has started a little bit later than we expected, too. So I think it was kind of the state's plan all along to kind of have all three done at once. You know, they're in different phases, so hopefully there won't be some terrible overlap between all three of them. But it is something the state looks at, and it's not something that we can necessarily control, even if we wanted to. So
I think a lot of them, too, are why they did in that and not north. That's the one I hear all the time. Is why didn't going north of the city?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had that conversation.
Well, I hear it all the time.
Yeah, every year for
many years.
Several years.
Any other comments? How much do you think about it? All right, so that'll go to number three. Public Works 2019-47, bond and letter of credit reduction summary.
Just another quarterly report, one that you see every so often here. So again, just be happy to address any comments or questions anybody may have. Pretty straightforward.
Anybody? All right. Over 2019-48, Cedarhurst Living Acceptance of Public Improvements.
Right, Cedarhurst has completed their punch list work. As a part of their development, they did have a couple public improvements. They had some water main and some sidewalk. And as typical with those types of items, we do go through an acceptance process. So you've seen this before. Along with it comes a letter of credit reduction, recommendation to accept, and then there is a one-year maintenance guarantee period. All that is triggered by the City Council accepting the improvements. So we are recommending moving forward with that.
Questions or comments on that one? Move that one on to non-consent agenda. New business number five, repiping of water main and demolition of well three.
All right, the city awarded a contract a year or so ago to Performance Pipeline for this particular project. As we try to do with most of our capital projects, we come back with what's called a balancing change order. So this is once we have all of our final quantities together, we bring that back, do a final change order, and then we issue a final payment to the contractor. So in this case, we're decreasing the amount of the contract by slightly over $14,000. Certainly recommending to go ahead and move forward with that, and then we'll wrap up and recommend a final payment to the contractor.
Anybody not want to get money back? Okay, move that on. Brings us to new business number 6, Mill Road Improvement, Mill Road Intergovernmental Agreement.
So the draft agreement is in the packet. The county board, the county board of the highway committee. I talked to Scott Greiner today. He said one of their boards approved it in concept. I think it was the county board. So it looks like it's a done deal from the county's perspective. So the agreement in general contemplates full mill and overlay of Mill Road between Kennedy Road and the eastern city limits near Oswego. But it gives us the ability to bid it out, to contemplate those prices, approve them if they don't come back where we think they should, and or to modify the scope of the geographic limits of the project at a later date if we decide to wrap it up into the roundabout. So that's what it says. The county, again, is doing all of the design and construction engineering for free to the city. As you know, evidence of good faith in a new relationship between the city and the county. So we were happy to take them up on that, and hopefully the project gets completed here in the next few months.
Can you kind of give me a number or what, just ballpark, what we're saving by when they do that workforce engineering? And is it?
That's probably
I'm
five.
I'm just comparing it to the $100,000 to $200,000 that we're.
Yeah, probably $5,000 to $10,000. So. And it's, they're doing it with in-house staff, so, I mean, their cost is much lower. But if we had to do a contract with EEI, we'd probably be looking in that range.
Yeah, I was just trying to get an idea of some of the numbers behind it all. Mm-hmm. And what we get out of it.
Any other questions, Kyle? Oh, here you go. New business number 7. Use the street stop sign. You can start.
I can start. So I know we've gone round and round on this to the two flipping the signs, putting 4 signs. So I was sitting there, visiting my friend, watching it. It doesn't matter what you do, those people just go through the sign. I've watched it both ways. It's like the sign isn't there blinking at them. And I was just wondering, is there something else with rumble strips? Can we do something like that? They're like, people are oblivious to the sign. So it isn't even like if we flipped it, well, if we flipped it, I guess they would keep going.
Yes. Yes.
But then when someone slides down the hill, they're going to go into them.
Also true.
I don't know. And of course, you know, we have the issue when you're coming westbound, there is a very big blind spot there. So I don't know if that is part of the problem, that they figure, hey, I'm in the intersection anyhow to see if someone's coming, I might as well keep going. Because there was more people going westbound while I sat there.
Rumble strips, where I have seen them, are usually at a much higher speed application. Because you know, it makes that high-pitched singing sound, yeah, that you really notice it, as where this would probably just kind of just be there, and you might not even notice it, unfortunately.
Plus, when you said rumbling strips, are you talking about the actual grooves in the concrete?
Concrete, something.
The minute you do that, you're opening up a huge, because I have people asking me for that too. In other subdivisions and stuff, they'd put rumble strips everywhere and Eric's plowing.
Right. We'd have them everywhere.
Yeah. I was surprised how many people want to see them. It blows my mind.
I don't know what else to call people's attention to that sign. It was a very near miss. And I'm glad the person who blew the sign kept going, because the other person, I think we could add a little road rage going there too.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I got
It's happened to anybody that's driven in town for any number of years. It's happened to them.
I think, to your point, people just don't care.
Yeah.
It's the problem you're having with the parking.
Yeah, we repainted it, and Seaver's got pictures where they painted right over our parking lot. So now we're going to do something
and
as well.
And that is a big problem. I was in a hurry, nobody cares.
People.
And this was, and actually this person was someone coming down the hill that they had a clear line of sight. It wasn't someone coming up the hill. Well, if it was going up the hill, that's questionable there. But didn't even look, didn't even care, just kept going. And then we have the issue I've seen, which I've talked to the chief about, where motorcycle guys just think it's okay that they should block Van Emmon and block Houston and have all their motorcycles go through and not stop. That's happened. I've seen it once, and my my buddy Roy, who lives down there, he goes, "Oh gosh, it's happened again after that night."
Wow.
Yes. I had one motorcycle go ahead and block westbound Van Emmon. Someone went around, could have hit anybody on a motorcycle because, you know, we have to watch out for them. And another one came, and someone was coming down the hill, and there's a motorcycle in the middle of the road, just sitting there. Hmm. All their buddies just kept making the turn to go into, down by South Bank and Robbie's.
You know what does get people's attention and make them more careful about it? Put a flash on there. If these kids even know, I have a kid and they know exactly which ones are photo enforced. They actually stop. They actually, there's
You say like a flash.
If they had a photo flash and a flash went off, I guarantee you people would, because I didn't know there was one on Farnsworth and Molitor. They put one. And my son said, "Yeah, Dad." He goes, "There's a camera there, so you better their flash. It's the flash go off." So the kids know it. So
yeah.
I don't know. I know we've talked it to death. I really, between that and the East Alley parking lot, I'm surprised no one's gotten hurt.
Okay.
Would you like to borrow my camera?
You can sit there
I
and check that.
I wish I had my phone in because I've actually thought of asking, could I put a video camera on there? Just like, just see how often it's quite often.
Yeah, couldn't write tickets off of it.
We have to leave that open at the public meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
By law. Sorry. Thanks.
So, I don't know. I just thought rumble strips might cause some people to like, but I guess you have a point. They're going.
You'd have to put them back, like, way back by the alley where they have any kind of speed. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just...
It's an issue. I don't know. My favorite is when you're going down Houston and slowly roll through it, and then the person yells at you like you did.
Yeah. It's kind of what kind of went on there. And I mean, it was somebody who was a Suburban. They just skimmed the front end and stopped, and there was verbal stuff. And the guy in the Suburban coming down Houston just sat there for a while, and I'm like, keep driving.
He was thinking of the bathroom, right?
I think, honestly, it was bad, but it just, I don't know.
So
maybe we need a roundabout there.
That'd be fine.
We can whip off the hill.
Yeah, the topography there would be interesting. Yeah.
It would be very.
I would.
What do you think? Roundabouts for plumb, I mean, it's not really part of the thing, but are they a pain in the ass to plumb? No, not really.
No. No, actually probably easier than an intersection because you could literally just go around.
So you go on the inside and then
one
around
your way out. That's where an intersection, you gotta go both ways and you gotta tuck all the corners back. And roundabouts are actually easier.
So it was just a thought.
Yeah, I think the staff recommendation has been known and discussed a few times over the years, and we're outside of the bounds of the recommendation at this point. So, I mean, whatever you want to try is only subject to your creativity and funding. So, you can put up four-way stops, you can put up larger signs, you can put up 10 signs. I mean, like,
I don't think really it's a signage. It's just people just don't. They just don't care. Now, if they're in a hurry, how do you miss those things? I mean, they're pretty.
You don't. Your brain. I mean, I know that one, and I stop there, but if you stop, then you go. Stop.
People go through traffic signals, too. So, you know, it's, you know, people are going to make errors and mistakes. You know, that happens. It's human nature.
It is a deadly corner. Thank God no one's got hurt. Mm-hmm. So, I just wanted to bring it forward if anybody had any ideas.
Someone said an officer there, not really.
And sometimes they do. They sit up on the, right. You know, by the apartments or off the hill. I'm assuming they're looking going through it.
Right. But you'd have to do like they did at the crosswalk. You'd have to write a bunch.
Yeah.
But it'll only fix it for, you know, a month, yeah. If you're lucky.
Don't we have like a lot of extra cars? Can we just put a car in?
I like have a few cars in various states of repair. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we could just put on. What's his name? They probably wouldn't notice it there, though.
Yeah, I mean.
They were just thinking. Are you thinking? Well, I'm thinking they're just thinking it'd be more jump ins on the property.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to do anything signage or roadway improvement related, I definitely can forward this along to the chief and ask him to do a couple extra details down there.
You're just sitting there watching it didn't matter where
sure.
It was.
Right.
That person just, and then, you know, later on somebody comes the other way. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
The they may want to go down there like on a Friday night when Rowdy's is hot.
Oh.
And watch for the biking.
The motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
Sure.
Nice.
That's a good point.
Because that was, I'm like, what are you doing?
I will forward that along.
I called Rich that time. Yeah, like, we were watching this. They got the street block.
Yeah.
He's like, what? And Roy said it happened one the following weekend. Thank you for hearing me out.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
They just say, like, oh, no, they're going to get in. Or they're going to get out and hit each other.
Before too.
Alright. Old business number one. I like parking lot update.
So the update is that we have started to draft the easement. I don't know what the latest on that is. If it's been done yet or was it waiting for our other answer?
Waiting for our other answer, yeah.
So the other answer is we stumbled across some information that the majority or all of the place that we wanted an easement on may be required to be turned over to the city by the developer as part of a project from like 30 years ago.
Late 90s.
So we hand drew on the map, and it's like an S shape that kind of goes up the, you know, the east side of the building and then bends around and goes up. And so we think that might actually be adequate. So if so, we were just going to go through with Imperial Investments and say, we're going to take this entire property too because it was contemplated as part of this prior project, and then do the improvement right after that. So, and again, the improvement is probably a week or two at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, just a matter of scheduling it once we get the easement. So, or once we get the sign off on it.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, we're supposed to get the property instead.
When my surveyor was doing the research for the easement, he stumbled on this. It was an agreement back in the late 90s, as Bart described. So do we want to continue with that agreement?
Yeah.
Do away with that agreement? Just do the easement?
That's when we took the creek out and put the storm sewer in.
So it's probably more of an easement that we need for just this project, but it was kind of budgeted as part of a prior project, so we'll probably take the whole thing.
So did that pass along with the property when it's sold, or we're just...
Still shows up on title?
Yeah. It shows up on some agreement back in like the late 90s, yes.
So it's supposed to be an alleyway or an entrance and something?
Something.
Access.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was just labeled access problem.
Probably, yeah.
So that would... Was it your surveyor's opinion that would still require some sort of sign-off by the city council after that, or that it might just be like acknowledgement by them and then we can use it?
As far as the agreement?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it just the party... The two parties, the city and the owner at the time, just agreed, I think at some point in the future, to dedicate this.
Okay.
So there would have to be a formal dedication. That was my understanding.
Okay. All right. So still probably a relatively simple city council approval.
Correct.
But it's tied to the title of the property?
I don't know how it's tied. I just know there's. Okay. He found an agreement that must have been, obviously it was recorded as he was doing his research. And we could talk to Kathy.
I was going to say, you probably want to follow up, make sure that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with that. FS Farm Bureau and all the owners of the businesses at that time. So there was quite a few. Because they owned their parcel, that we owned the alley, and they owned a little parcel behind it.
So were we going to get that parcel behind it, so we just had it all? Or?
And the trade was the improvement of getting rid of the creek and putting it into the drainage area and putting it into the storm sewer. And the main
So, probably won't make the July 23rd City Council meeting, but August 13th looks like it could be a possibility. So that's our current timeline. So we would just skip next month's Public Works Committee, if that's okay with everybody.
Yeah, because as I was standing at the light, there's somebody waiting to make the turn. The guy behind me pulled in and blocked it, and here comes everybody off of 47. So that would be nice to get that fixed.
Home business due, crosswalk at 47 and Main Street.
So the update is that there's no update from IDOT, so they are not eager to take our appeal up, obviously. So we'll continue to try and escalate, but right now their default answer is no thanks. So.
Yeah, I think probably our next step is to write a letter and formally send it to IDOT. So that would be our recommendation. And then just kind of let the chips fall from there. So.
Okay. That's a relatively minor man hour thing. We can go the political route with that. So.
All right, old business number three, plow trucks. Purchase authorization after fiscal year 20 budget amendment.
All right, got a couple memos in the packet. Budget amendment, purchase authorization, some quotes that we reviewed from the last meeting. So in general, we have $91,000 in surplus in public works capital fees from fiscal year 19 that we have to use on vehicle type things. So our suggestion was to extend the life of two of our plow trucks by doing some upgrades to them that Eric can go over here in a few minutes. This should be between $70,000 to $100,000 for the two trucks. Should get us an additional 3 to 5 years of lifespan out of each one of them. And then, after that, to immediately authorize the purchase of one new plow truck for about $200,000. In the memo, we talked about the payment for the plow truck probably wouldn't be until fiscal year 21. There's a couple different options, which we just got a few minutes ago, actually, so we haven't reviewed them with Rob yet. But one of them is you make the payment in fiscal year 21 and you basically pay a carrying interest charge of like $1,500. Or the normal non-interest payment schedule is you pay 50% of it upon approval and then 50% at time of delivery, so that's like $100,000. So depending on what he values that $1,500 interest charge at versus our cash flow, we may make a recommendation there for a budget amendment to be able to not have that interest cost, or he might say just take the interest cost because it's relatively minor. So that's kind of outstanding.
$1,583.
Yep. And then kind of the last recommendation is then to revisit everything in fall after we've reviewed our fiscal year 19 audit numbers. And to see if we're comfortable with either authorizing some additional purchases or if we have more capital impact fees coming in. So of note, the $91,000 public works capital overage was caused by, we did 250 new housing starts the year prior. Those impact fees can be anywhere from $0 if they've been prepaid in the past to $700. So each subdivision is different. So we assume that there's going to be 100 new housing starts, and that's conservative, and that they're going to be a certain value. And so whatever we did 2 years ago and what we had budgeted this year was exactly the same physical dollar amount. But from a permit perspective, we're actually down probably 10 or 15% new housing starts from last year to this year. So, you know, if we just assume that if we did exactly what we did last year, we would have $91,000 again this year. You know, that's extra money we can use for the plow trucks that we didn't budget for. But if that number is down a little bit, you know, then we've got to assume that it's going to be $45,000, $50,000, $60,000, somewhere in there, depending on how construction continues the rest of this year. So that's one variable before fall that'll become, you know, a little bit better known. And then there's two big variables, one of which is the Raintree Village Annexation Agreement. They had committed to paying us, I think, $140,000.
$65,000, I think.
Yeah, upfront in public works capital fees, so you could use those for a new plow truck. We know that the developer is still out negotiating with the bondholders, and that's been going, it's been going, you know, hasn't been going perfectly, but they still have time. So if that lands, that's an influx of money, that's an entire plow truck. And then the same concept is going to be had in the annexation agreement amendment, if it ever gets applied for Grand Reserve. So we're still waiting for that developer to come in. That's the Mill Road funds we've been talking about for a little bit too. So there's a possibility that we'd be able to have another influx of cash there. So we figured do one now because, you know, we're kind of comfortable with that, and maybe do one later and then try to solve some other problems, you know, as part of the next budget process.
Yeah, absolutely. The extending the trucks to 3 to 5 years, I think, is very key, because it's going to take 12 months to get, if we order tomorrow,
right.
It's almost mm-hmm. 10 to 12 months. So if we can extend two trucks and have now four reliable trucks in the fleet, that really brings our comfort level up. It doubles our reliability. And by upgrades, it would be, you know, new box, any new hydraulic hoses, new fuel tanks that are aluminum or stainless steel that are rusting out, and just have a certified mechanic go through the truck, you know, put the diagnostic tool on it, tell us what's going on, you know, upgrade some of the electronic controls in the snowplow. We have one truck that is not serviced anymore. They don't make the unit anymore. So we things like that we could upgrade to extend that life would greatly help our cause.
The only thing I was going to ask, what that other scenario where you're going to use dollars from it, those two developments come in, did you have other things that you were thinking someday doing with that money that you wouldn't be able to do then if we did that?
Yes and no. Plow trucks obviously are going to be number one on the list,
okay,
because it's such a core part of what we do. The need for vehicles and equipment is always going to be there, but I would say that providing that service, the plowing service to the residents, is probably the most important thing. So we'd have to really prioritize the plowing over the other stuff.
That was just more like salt storage or...
Oh,
like
it wouldn't be for the salt. It would be like the skid steer, the wheel loader, the street sweeper, other equipment that's well past due.
Okay, I was thinking bigger, like, building.
It's usually not that big. The building fund, I don't even know if we still have a building fund.
We closed it up several years ago.
So
it was
that was something we were working towards doing, but the last time we purchased, we're still purchasing one building out of our capital fund, the Wolf Street property, so we haven't even got that one paid off yet. Absolutely.
So the budget amendment that's in the packet is for the extension of the two trucks. And then if Rob says it'd be better to just make the payment this year, there will be a budget amendment that accomplishes that too in the city council packet, if everybody's okay with it.
I'm
sounds
okay
like
with
they
it
are.
Is. We talked to other people that might not be okay with it.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. I'm sure it'll just be a speech about it. What was this number four? Chemical feed system.
This is just an informational item. Yeah, from last month. It's the same email that I had passed out prior to the city council meeting when we approved it. Just wanted to make sure that everybody had the chance to take a look at it. I don't know if anything has come up since the last meeting. I know Chris had most of the questions at the prior meeting. He didn't send any to me ahead of time. So happy to take the questions now if we can't answer them 2 weeks to come back next month. So.
Did you get the list of questions today in your email?
Heartland. Here's an answer for one of them. Any other questions or comments on that?
I didn't quite get them. I had to really
go with them,
so that's why I sent them
out. Yeah, we can go over them afterwards.
Yeah,
okay.
Some of them are easier.
Yeah.
All right, any additional business?
Eric, what to do? Is there anything new movement on the streetlights that were hatched by the developer over in Wendette?
Wendette, actually, yes, there is. Rich, who is their construction manager, has passed all those streetlights on to their land group for repair.
Okay, so they're going to do it for
They are going to do it. We had offered, we said we will do it and bill you, and they said, no, thank you, we'd rather have our people do it. But he turned it in almost 2 months ago, and in their switchover, the person that was the land development for Cal Atlantic is now no longer there, and there's a new person in there from Lennar, who is somebody we've worked with in the past, and he was very good then, so I'm hoping he'll take care of it.
Is this like a long-term thing? Is it, should this get fixed pretty quickly?
It should have been fixed a long time ago. We've been
The actual fix.
Is probably a day,
day
to 2 days. It's just, they'll have a little digging in their yard, they'll splice the wires, and they should come right back on.
Okay.
Any other additional business?
I have Seavers already.
So it's that people are parking over the newly striped areas?
Would you like to see
these
pictures?
I believe it.
Pictures worth a thousand.
And we will work on some signage for that.
We'll get the police, too, to, you know, get out there and enforce it. So.
Blinking light.